Eagles insider Dave Spadaro along with Glenn Mack. Now some bonus coverage for you here as the Eagles prepare for the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. We're going to go through a list of some of the best Eagles who have also been Miami Dolphins. It's not a particularly long history, particularly storied history, a particularly memorable history
more
with
than
these two
I
teams.
Thought, though.
But not bad.
Not more than I thought.
That's
they're right.
like,
they're
That's
about
when
20
you hear
guys.
This list, and we're not talking Doug Peterson here.
No. There's about 20 guys who wore both uniforms, which is more than I thought. So my favorite, of course, is Ronnie Brown. I'm kidding. All right, here you go. We'll do five.
That's a good one.
remember that pass, do you?
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Number five is Freddie Barnett. We got the good years, which were 1990 through 95. Miami got a couple years after that. I thought he was the best receiver they had between Mike Quick and T.O.
Didn't
Freddie
he make
Barnett.
The Pro Bowl when he was with the Dolphins?
I don't think he did.
I think he was a sandwich.
Right. That's cool. And not in the cafeteria.
Not in the cafeteria.
He was a really good deep threat with the Eagles. He averaged more than 20 yards reception as a rookie. He finished with two seasons with the Dolphins. With Jimmy Johnson as his coach and Dan Marino as his quarterback, you would have thought that would have led to something? 8-8, 9-7. And the best Freddie Barnett play ever as an Eagle was?
Buffalo Bills, Randall Cunningham scrambling around, escaping Bruce Smith, throws it to Freddie Barnett, makes a leaping grab, goes 95 yards to complete the play. What a play!
It was a thing of beauty. And the Buffalo defensive
Black
back
cleats.
Kind of fell down. All right. Yeah. Number four, Irv Fryer.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing I found about Irv Fryer. 851 receptions as a pro, which puts him in 24th place. If he had had one more reception, he had 363 for the Patriots, 199 for the Dolphins, 220 for the two for the Eagles. If he had had one more with the Dolphins, he would have been the only player in NFL history with 200 catches for three different franchises.
Very good season with the Eagles back in the 90s.
Yes, and his greatest game ever for the Eagles was his first year here, a four-touchdown game against
Arizona.
The Dolphins.
Dolphins.
I always love guys when they play their old team. That's always good. Number three, and this guy.
Bitter feelings.
Keith Jackson.
Bitter feelings.
I got you. Another guy who made a Pro Bowl for both teams, by the way. Left in 1992 as part of that free agent
Plan
exodus.
Plan B free agency.
Yeah, that's remember when they called it that? Yeah. It was that bitter exodus. Under Norman Brayman.
I've since made up with you, Keith. I love you, but man, was I mad back then.
Set a franchise record with 81 catches as a rookie, a record later broken by.
I should know this.
Irv Fryer.
Okay.
See, they just keep coming back.
Yes.
And the second game, here's my highlight for him. Second game of 1989 against Washington. 12 catches, 3 touchdowns as Randall threw for, 447 yards or something?
After signing the big contract.
Yeah.
In the morning, and
what a great day that was.
Big comeback for the Eagles at RFK Stadium.
All right. Number two. It's a good walk down memory.
Yes, it is.
All right. Number two. This was one of my favorite Eagles of all time. Keith Byers, another guy who left via that free agency. Remember when Buddy, I'll always remember this. I went to the pre-draft news conference with Buddy, and somebody said, Buddy, what's your thoughts about Keith Byers? And Buddy's words were,
he's a medical reject.
Right.
Yes.
And at the time, like, I hadn't figured out that they always lie with this stuff, so I thought, oh, they're not going to draft him. And then he drafted him with, I think, the fourth pick of the draft. He was never the runner here that he was at Ohio State.
The ninth pick of the draft,
yeah, top ten. He was never the runner here. He was at Ohio State, but what a great receiver, what a great blocker. And the play you'll always remember, the highlight?
Of course, the big block against Pepper Johnson.
Absolutely.
Boom, his roommate from Ohio State.
Right. And last thought on him, I remember when he came back as a free agent, there was a lot of talk, how's Philadelphia going to respond? You know, are they going to boom? What are they going to do? He got a huge reception, and he deserved it. My all-time favorite Eagle Dolphin.
Okay.
It's Troy Vincent.
Agree with that?
The Eagles signed as a free agent from the Dolphins.
Yes.
He's a guy who came here after. Is he the best free agent ever that they signed?
He was really, Pro Bowl player, leader in the locker room, outstanding citizen off the field.
Right.
That doesn't happen that often.
Right, I got to think it's him or Runyon. Those were right around the same time, and they had great careers here, those guys. Eagles signed him at 25 after 4 years in Miami. Played 8 years here, went to 5 Pro Bowls in 8 years, which was pretty good. He was big enough and tough enough to hit a receiver at the line. He was fast enough to catch up with him. He was a really smart player. So Troy Vincent is my favorite Eagle/Dolphin.
This week, our favorite Dolphins/Eagles, Nolan Carroll.
Yeah.
Caleb Sturgis.
Yeah, sure. Caleb.
So let's do it.
Hey, that 53-yarder swung me.
Thanks for making us feel really old, Glenn Mack. Now that's our trip down memory lane. Former Eagles who shared time in Miami. as we get ready for the Miami Dolphins coming to town on Sunday at Lincoln Financial Field.